Kindergarten daven sech des chagige daf kimmel gin amit beis gin tes mazda begin mitz de gemara mikam chisol goyach about it. Who is like your people, the Jews, one nation on the land? I mean the medrash says shleishim midin zel zel. There are three that testify one or the other. Yisrael b'Shabbos or Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jews Shabbos and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael b'Kadosh Baruch Hu midin ma Shabbos. They testify regarding Shabbos Shuyim and Nuchel. It's a day of rest. Yisrael b'Shabbos al Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jews, and Shabbos testify on Kadosh Baruch Hu shreichet that he's one. Kadosh Baruch Hu v'Shabbos al Yisrael shemichin b'umis, and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Shabbos testify on the Jews that they're one amongst the people. And this we rely on to say ata echad b'mincha b'Shabbos. We say you're one in mincha b'Shabbos. Apishin b'dav b'mnyan the yom b'Shabbos. Although it doesn't really talk about the concept, the ideas of Shabbos, k'may tulas av b'Shabbos, like regarding ma'ariv and shachris, we talk primarily about Shabbos. That's the reason because this really is because. In this tefillah, we allude to the fact that Shabbos is one of the three that testify together, Shabbos, Hashem, the Jewish people, which it talks about these ideas, Mikam Chisol Ke'echad, but it's Hashem Echad, and that's Shabbos is a part and parcel of that. Can you make a test master that begins the Gemara? I'm an Amoyev, Ma'astrin, Ma'isr, on B'Shvi'is. I'm an Amoyev that in the Shemitah year, they give the poor man's tithe, which, Lafi say that Hashem, according to the order of the year, Ha'ilam Lahafrish, Ma'isr Sheni, actually, they should have separated the second man's tithe, Shushan Rishaina, which that's the first year, because Maaseh Ani was already in the sixth year, but Limitin Maaseh Ani Shteishon Ritzuvin never find 2 years consecutive of Maaseh Ani. That's only a third and sixth. First Maaseh Sheni, we do have first and second, we have fourth and fifth. But Al Takan Tiknuba, but this was the Takan that they made, Kadeshiz Machalim Ani Meshri, so that the poor should have what to rely on in the Shemitah year. Ubedinu, and the truth is, that even Truma Gedela should not have been instituted, because there's really no need of separating Maaseh. Ella and anything, including Truma. Ella, Yehea, call Maaseh Ani. Really, everything should have been poor man's tithe, because that's the whole purpose of the Kana. Ella, Shlevetzel Chal, Kokach Mashashem, but they didn't want to change it so much different from all the other years, so they kept the basic format, and just, instead of Maaseh Sheni, they made it Maaseh Ani. Now, Perish Rashi, Rashi explains, the Heiner Ed Sichem Oik. What are we talking about? We're talking about the land of Sichem Oik. The Mimim Chulak, the Mursin Chulak, the Mursin Chulak, the Amman Amayav, Tir Besichem, and Amman Amayav, they purified Sichem, Kalimah. They keep a Sichem Oig, Hutli Sola Kovach, which permitted them for them to conquer because they weren't able to take from Amman Amayev. But when we're saying over here in the Divin Maschon Tesis that Amman Amayev, it means the lands of Sichem and Oig. But the Hikshav Bentham is bothered by this because the main Perik Makhim Nagin Nagmar says, Psachim Nagin Bezim 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 Bezim. There's three lands that Eretzel divided into in regarding getting rid of the produce, regarding the obligations of the laws of Shemitah, that you can't keep them past a certain amount of time. There are three different areas. Yehuda, Beva Yarden, Makalil. Judea, Transjordan, and the Galilee. Now, Eva Hayarden, Haina Eretz Sichem Oig. The Transjordan is the lands of Sichem and Oig. So, therefore, it's obvious that Eretz Sichem Oig that does have the halachas of Shemitah, not only from Tarkan, because it's and the lands have beer. So, and Bechitim are going to say, oh, but the Kedush Rishon LeKishlas Lab, that first sanctity was not eternal sanctity for the land of Israel. If that's the case, then we should resolve from here, the Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who was saying this teaching, the Lekitcha, that it wasn't sanctified. Why is the Gemara asking the first question? Was he hold? Did he hold that it was sanctified, Las Labber, or not? You see clearly that it was not. But Rebbe Tam answers, yes, you could differentiate. Because the Hacham Amin Mayav, when we're talking about here in Amin Mayav, that we're talking about the Lekitcha Sichem Oig, the part that was not Kongam Sichem Oig. And therefore, when Scripture called the Jews, it was never sanctified, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. That part we're talking about, yeah, they did conquer Amman Amayev, but there are parts that they didn't. And when we say Shalosh Ratz Labir, that's the parts that were conquered by them, and that was sanctified, and it does have the Lachos of Shemitah. Vayit Matarzi also answers the Lekitcha, Eva Yarden, Rakla Eretz Sichem Mamish. When we said that Eva Yarden was sanctified, it was only literally for the land of Sichem, Abel Masha Kovash Ma'amun in Scripture, but the parts that conquered from Amun was not sanctified, it was only parts that were originally theirs. So that's the truth, that Amun Amayev, what we're saying is that even if it was conquered by Sichem and Oig, but it wasn't the primary ones, and those did not have the sanctity, those are only from the Kandraban. Next, the beginning of the Gemara Dev Shtos, when it's done in a mentally deranged way, that even one of them should consider the person a Shait. Now, we begin to say, wait a second, but then you wouldn't be considered as a Muid, considered as definitive and deliberate lishtus for being mentally deranged, rak lo yisadam, for that thing itself. And maybe being lost, maybe you need all three, according to that mandama, so that you should be considered as a mentally deranged person for all things. The more brings later on, regarding when an ox gores an ox and a donkey and a camel, then you become mood for everything. Maybe that's why you need all three. So it says, no, the Hachel like Dama, you can't compare over here. Because the Hachel over here, even Shur Shaita Be'achas, if he's considered mentally range of one of them, but the Yishlach Zika Be'cheska Shaita Chadava, for sure we're going to presume you're Shaita for everything. Whereas over there, maybe the ox is a mood only for this one and not for the other types. Now, Bishami Perek of the Trumas, and Yishami, the first Perek of Trumas, Oyvah Simani Shaita, it goes through the signs of a mentally deranged person. He's a Belayla, if he goes out at night, he sleeps in the cemetery, and he tears his garment, and he destroys what's given him. And he says, you have to have all them. The light can, because if not, if someone goes at night by himself, maybe he has this panic attack. Maybe he's living in the cemetery for shaden, for demons. Maybe he's just full of thoughts. And if he destroys what's given to him, maybe that's Kobikus, which also a type of like guy who's possessed. He says, even if everyone has that it's enough if it's just one of them. Except for the one of when he destroys what's given to him. Because even the most deranged person wouldn't destroy what's given to him. And therefore, that's a bona fide mentally deranged person. So that's a whole different category in its own right. And Kovikas, aimed by Achaz Mekalelu, that doesn't have actually any one of these things. And so that would not necessarily be a sign of mental retardation, and unlike all the other ones. Now, once he does all of them, so then he's become like an ox that gored three different types, etc. Now, Tis explains, according to Gemara's conclusion, that if he does one of them, he's not considered a shaita, because you could say each one an excuse, but when you do all three, then it's bona fide. So umichad, so when you do one of them, even b'shleish zimni, even three times, lo yischazik, he's not been established to be as a shaita, because it's lin v'hachta gamashas. We'd suspend it, and we say it's what the Gemara said, im v'machshavis, or ayinach, one of the other ones. So even if you do it for 300 or 400 times, that's not going to make you into a shaita, because each one has an excuse. We do all three different types, that's pretty far-fetched to say each one has one of those excuses, only then, actually, will he become as a shaitan?